I'm Michael Lyon, and this is Omaha Public Radio, KIOS FM. Yesterday, I visited the Omaha studio of artist Waddy White. He's well known for his public art, particularly in at-risk neighborhoods. You may have seen his work on an abandoned inner-city home, or murals on Indian Hills Elementary School, or on Park Avenue in Hanscom Park, or Midtown Crossing. Quite a prolific body of work. Waddy White, good morning. Thanks so much
good
for
morning.
Coming in.
It's great to be here.
You work very fast, don't you?
I try. I've got a lot of work to do.
Yeah. So there's a common theme to these installations, and it seems to have to do with the identity individually of the individuals you use for models and sort of a shared humanity. All these people have a story, and these stories inform the projects you're currently working on, Lead Stories and 100 People. What's Lead Stories?
So Lead Stories is pretty typical of a lot of the public art that I make, which are site-specific collaborations with an area nonprofit that does some sort of community-based social justice work.
Omaha and Healthy Kids.
In this case, it's Omaha Healthy Kids Alliance, whose mission is all about lead poisoning education and remediation. So for Lead Stories, what we've been doing all year and will continue to do for the rest of the year is every month I interview somebody who has a personal story to tell about lead poisoning in Omaha. Omaha is home to the largest lead Superfund site in the country.
Yeah.
And I get to do a portrait of this person and transcribe this conversation that we have. And that goes on the back page of the Omaha Star.
So the portrait is embossed, as it were, with this person's story actually in text.
Yeah, I take their story verbatim from the conversation that we had and lay it on the back page along with the woodcut that I do of them.
Yeah. Now, how often does the Omaha Star is it published?
It comes out. It comes out twice a month. So I actually get to have every other issue has an entire back page committed to this project.
Yeah. What sort of pictures are these? Are these your woodcuts?
These are my woodcuts. These are woodcut portraits of the people I interview, who are a broad range of people, from people who are community servants, politicians, lawyers, people who, you know, a single mom whose children had tested high for lead, community activists, preachers, you know, kind of as many perspectives on this story as I can possibly get.
Yeah. A feature of the woodcuts upon viewing them is that there's a starkness to them in black and white and a very fine definition, which seems to bring out the features and maybe some of the things that you're looking for more prominently.
Yeah. The hope is that there's a commonality both between the details of the woodcut that bring out a little bit of a shared humanity between both myself and the model, as well as using them telling the story, their story in their words, so that the way that they use their language also sounds like them, and it looks like them, and it feels like there's something a little bit casual as well as clearly very well-crafted art.
You've got an installation coming up soon in Benson, and this is the start of 100 People. Are you literally saying 100 people here?
Yeah, I actually literally am. It's been going on for about 9 months in my head and in my studio, and I've been doing portraits of people who I find inspiring, who I see the way that they react in the world and that they make the world a little bit better around them.
Yeah, I saw people I recognized yesterday.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that you'll recognize. And so I've done about 20 of them so far. I do a portrait of them in my studio. The models all come to my studio. They wear what they want to wear. They choose a pose. They choose a message that they want to send in their portrait, how they want to be seen. And then I just try to do it justice.
Yeah. Your work is very, very revealing. And one of the things that you do collaboratively is that you allow people to wear what they want, to pose how they want, to tell their story. And you're able to bring that out.
Yeah. I grew up very influenced by a lot of mythology, a lot of reading, the writing of Studs Terkel. These people who saw these incredible, great, profound stories in the very everyday people that lived and worked around them. And I've never forgotten that. It always seems that these are the best stories that I know.
We've got just about enough time for me to ask you one last question and a short answer. Yeah. You divide the body of your work into public and private art. Is this common for artists to do? And what drives you specifically?
Well, I think that myself, like a lot of artists, are really you're driven by wanting to make the best thing that you possibly can. And most artists, I think that traditionally they've learned to make one good thing, one thing that seems to be going well, and they try to make a lot of that. They expand on one idea, which has never really been something that happened in my practice. My practice is very diverse. I'm a woodcut artist, I'm a painter, and I do a lot of public art because they all enable me to tell different stories to different people.
WaddyWhite.com is the web address. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks so much for having me.